Rewinding Kaya FM on FM Rewind.
Good Friday on Kaya FM 95.9 with Skumba and Dumiso. 6 to 9 a.m.
It is 7:42, ladies and gentlemen. Time for Blom Blom. You know, when you call someone and then they wake up and then they come to a Blom Blom because it's an invite.
Yeah.
I was last week. Ladies and gentlemen, in the studio with us, we have Amanda Dlamini. Hey, former Banyana captain, now an analyst on SuperSport.
A very good one.
Yeah, chilling with the big guns. I'm like, Piran Lowe's. So I analyze how Amanda know the last. So I'm going to analyze the country. So I'm going to tell Amanda, we are going to ball up or she won Vic. I'm going to tell you the span about Banyana Van Vic.
But Janine,
let's start there. Why did you retire? So at a young age, you still look young, and you was on an injury. As I was a pocket dollar or a puma stretch. Why did you retire?
Yay! Let me start by greeting everyone. Good morning, everyone. Thank you for having me. Hey, good to tell you story, but I think it was difficult to juggle football in the school.
Sure.
And I think Nia's nan gutene ish as kokel wakashepolin. So at some point, Melu wants a decision. Yoguti, it's either you take up a football as a career uhambinayo and not get paid, or you choose a career somewhere else and a profession.
This is the thing about us, like good friend. We don't like sugarcoating things. Let's just like we had Posham this and Posham was selling us straight good. When you say, what was the lowest amount you got paid after winning a very great match and like.
Cosmetics, you have to get stationery for a school.
You need to support family.
Yeah, but you need to support family. You save.
Usa
udlaleli banyana banyana kodwa mafuna ukuyekhaya ehading of 30 greyhound.
Like listen, kwashana ne greyhound meli ngithatha taxi. There's a story just working with Olympic Games. And I mean it was a big milestone, a big achievement for Banyana to qualify first time ever 2012. So a friend of mine, Wesley Luxongland eThekwini. Making shaga. So when I got there, English and it's come school, so sailing my Olympics now. So I'm like going to track suit, yeah, put my Olympics. And then there he was, I have an event. And I went straight to a taxi in Magate. So I had to go get a taxi in Magate. Imagine.
Just coming from
Olympus.
Wow.
So that was just, you know, some of the things that we never talk about, but a reality to women's football. And we can only hope, Uti, we make my steps gradually in the right direction.
Sure. Mm. So, speaking of, man, just sing, sing,
no, sing a dinner.
You know, Harding is a very small town. And I've got a friend of mine who was also from there. So, Harding Yayazi. It's a very quiet place. Nothing ever happens. I'm just trying to imagine when an Ebola kanjani, particularly in that part of the world, would Ebola kali udlala nini no one.
It was very rare because I was the only girl Vele that played Ebola back home. I think it was just one of those things where it was a coincidence, if I may put it that way, because my first love was athletics. So at school I did athletics quite a lot, and but because there was no interest from everyone, the boys everywhere you'd find boys playing soccer, so I thought to myself, let me just join my cousin and go play soccer, and that's how eventually I started. But my mom was very strict about me playing soccer. She was like, "Akonganyame intombazane zodlala ibhola."
Yeah, you know, that stereotype thinking about
Zalbeth. Yeah, but because I was one of those kids that would abide by the rules and do whatever needs to be done, and eventually So every single day after soccer practice.
But you didn't stop?
No, I didn't stop. But of course, you don't understand my remarks from abantu abadala around you in the community. But in the values, but so umfana, why is a piece of mafana? Why am I with netball? And I'm thinking, but small choose the sports, you have to choose the sport to stand out. It doesn't have a gender. And I think no one knew anything about women's football until there was Amanda, who was the only girl who had a fan. So at some point, you have to be the sacrificial lamb when people talk about you so that they understand different circumstances, different changes to society. So that's how eventually everyone understood. Actually,
you know, one thing I'll say this, because I remember I had a girl such lala na ipola go to ndogo so.
And
the thing about it is abafana mangabe kudlalwa ipola udlala ipola namantombazane. There's always this whole thing. Number one, you go to when finally ngabe soft, finally ngabe unje. What are some of your experiences? I mean, did you ever have uvulelu left and right? Kumfana.
Ah, sweet. Leli say sweet konyana lela ngeke. Ah, amandu beka khaka.
Ubulukale.
Beka akhaka khale nawe lo angeke. I want to hear this aunt. Have you ever long umshanga match by 3? Long umshanga.
But amashibobo kwakuyintozam. So abafana nje babekwata because ngangishaya spy too, but then I had abafana around me, my brothers being protector. But as soon as I did that, babeza ngegawul mang.
But playing for Banyana Banyana, as much as there's always going to be low points in what you do, but there's always going to be high points.
Absolutely.
What was that one moment when you were sitting in a hotel room or in a flight to say, hey, Baba, don't kill Banyana Banyana? You know that big moment where it's like, hey, man. Him loga sega sas. Not him captain, like me and my cousin ye. Before fun they can figure him la. What was that moment for you?
Yeah, the first moment had to be 2010 when we were playing African Women Championships.
Yes.
I walked away from the tournament being the MVP of the tournament.
Yes.
You know, so I think from then that's where I realized I actually have something to offer to Banyana Banyana, just not being present and playing football, going with the emotions, but I can actually offer so much more because every game that I played, even though I started off as a sub from the bench, I'd score a goal. But I never understood how I scored that goal because it was like really at this big tournament playing against Nigeria, playing against Equatorial Guinea, playing against Cameroon. Those are some of the big houses of African football. So for me, that was the turning point in my career to say, actually, I can go just a little bit further. And then the following year, I was then announced as the team captain.
Kabang.
Quite funny how things actually work around here. You know, you have one good tournament and it's like, oh, you're good enough. But I think the coaches saw something in my leadership and something different in me that I thought I probably didn't have, and they saw that in me, and it just evoked so much power and leadership in me to believe in myself as well, so that even my teammates can really trust me if it is that I have to be in front of the TV, do interviews, and probably just lead them in terms of confidence on the field.
You know, whenever I see you, because sometimes you make judgments ngabantu just based on what you see on TV. So for instance, mina abantu bacabanga ukuthi ngiyapapa kuba nokumhlala ngile kanti mina ngiyayithulela nje mina. Like you strike me like you're so articulate, right? Number one, not in a white way. You could, oh, you speak so well.
Thank you.
Like you're actually really like particularly articulate, but also you seem like umuntu ngathi reserved. Your personal life, when I'm uzihlalele with your friends, your family, what's your life like outside of what you do for a living?
It's exactly like you see it on the screen, hey? Like,
is it?
I'm very reserved. I think it took a while to.
Yeah, mamela ma piano, like ma piano.
Yeah, I do. Yes, I do.
Ayagala, it's like la la la, la la la, yele le.
Listen,
when again? Sha sha, when?
Mina, jo.
Never.
At this point in time, I have a favorite song right now. Ma piano, tender love. Yes, every day, every single day, mangi na motweni. That's me. So I love my music.
Sure.
I love music. I love house music. Ngalthandi kom.
Obvious.
But that's in my space. That's within my element. But mangisekhaya, I'm just with my family. Mangenzi lutho egoli, actually. I always drive home ukuthi ngamngohlala nomama mfanasekhaya because I don't really socialize in Joburg. Mangithola isikhathi nje downtime, either ngisegroundini ngiyadlala or I'm just in the house. Or nje ngizihlalele nje and just chilling, you know. I don't do much. Shuthi ngamane ngihlangana nosikhumba ngiyana
ngoba. Hayi. Ngiyokorrupt into ongayazi mina. Mina ngakukorrupta lalela, mana mina awufuni kuhamba lalela. Makuthola nomuntu ongafuni kuhamba naye yimi. Yoo! Bangathi bakubheke TV but unebhabhalazi. but being an analyst on TV and analyzing one of the biggest games or the biggest derbies, like being part of that setup where you're like, yes, lang hlini no, hlini no Robert. Because Robert is top gun at all. Mm. Yeah, he's there, and then everyone is there, and they are part of those people that are there. How does it make you feel as Amanda waking up and saying, "Same 17, my new analyzer, let not not."
Yeah, not not.
Yeah, I think he has a score in South Africa, not not.
I still get nervous even after so many years being on screen, because I feel like you cannot take that for granted. You know, I mean, you mentioned the likes of Abo Rob, Abo Carol, Abo Tata as well. And you always get there and you're like, actually, these people do their work, they do their research. So when I was a fake and Jota and Nongilalili Paul, and I'm just going to analyze what I'm seeing on TV, you have to do your research, you have to get the language correct, because abantu ipola masalibuki nje just because balibuka, they actually make corrections on Twitter, but you know, this is the kind of language that you're supposed to be speaking. So and as an expectation from umuntu esifazane as well, it's much greater, because now if people say you're one of the best analysts in the country, then it says you're doing the right thing. So then you can't really rest on your laurels and think ukuthi arrived or something. So it's a great privilege for, I think, Kuputsfiso actually, who came to me. What you actually have something.
Kuputsfiso is a legend in Tlokeng Nan, if you shine so.
What
did you say? Yeah, so.
I think also just as an institution, multi choice or super sports, giving those opportunities and breaking those boundaries in terms of having female analysts come on board, not only as presenters, because that's the perception, but as analysts to come and do the work, to come and educate, because people always say, I didn't criticize a lot. I said, no, we're just educating. It's okay to have a different opinion, but we have to educate in our criticism.
You know, where now you should be sitting here, and you know this, and everyone knows this, with the career that you've had, by the time Ubegama puts pants, basically, seven figures of imali that you've stashed away because of what you've offered to the country. It's embarrassing. Umusi Budi Whitehead, Jesus come ufunda in Dabamanje, Udali Klipuka Jessica Mutaung, Imag Abu Kaza, Shiswekala Bekabang, Ubana, my ladies' team, and so on and so forth. So on. To our Salisa Pants, Jimanji, Dr. Evan Khoza, Danny Jordan at Safa, and you said to them, the vision. What do you think Uguti women's football should be treated in South Africa? What are the first steps? What's the most important thing?
I'd really love for Mhlampe Dr. Evan Khoza to have a remark, to actually have an opinion about women's football. Ever since ngalidlala ibhola, I don't think ukuthi ngangamuzwa yini.
True.
I don't think so. Maybe even Ubabu Keza as well. Ankumbuli. I stand to.
And these are the two powerful people we have in our country.
People that we have in our country where football is concerned.
What's next for Amand? You answered like a football player, Raman Pele. You answered like Chabupula. And your Christmas man swell. Siavala, boy. Siavala. Amanda, thank you very much for coming. But what is next for you?
The non-nations cup.
Yes.
I think we're doing a lot of work with that, and hopefully we can unite with the UN to try and really go into the deeper roots of Africa, where we can really try and inspire young kids through football, but also changing lives, giving the necessary facilities that they need through football.
This is what we do as Kai FM. We always want to celebrate people while we have them and while they are still there. I don't want to wait for you. Best you am Basha. Best you I blew it. I said, why is that, man? No, when I say you're one of the best and we really appreciate you. We see your work and without Abandaba Fan on TV, Paula Lungapora, thank you very much for coming
to me. Thank you.
Adios, Amanda Dlamini, ladies and gentlemen.
Good Friday on Kaya FM 95.9 with Skumba and Dumiso. 6 to 9 a.m.
Rewinding Kaya FM on FM Rewind. Visit kayafm.co.za for more.